What's up, you guys? It's Kiara on Talk Your Shit Radio, and we have finally made it to our third agreement for the Four Agreements book we are reading. For those who have been keeping up and following along with me, we're just going to go ahead and recap on the two agreements. And if you haven't, and if this is your first time, make sure you go back two episodes, go back to agreement one so you can keep up with us. So for the first agreement, we were talking about being impeccable with your word, which is basically speaking positivity on to yourself, into yourself, onto others, into others, to manifest the things that you want in your life, and how words turn into thoughts and thoughts turn into actions. It's all very much connected, and so we want to make sure that we are speaking words of affirmation and speaking that positive language. And instead of using words like I wish or I can't, we speak affirmations and we say we do have, or we can have, or we have to just speak those things into fruition. And number two is don't take anything personally. Again, that is my ultimate favorite one. Because I had a very hard time, and I still struggle with it now, but I had a very hard time with taking things that people say about me and making it my own. And that's a very dangerous game that you're playing, and we don't want to do that. And now we are on agreement number three. Don't make assumptions. So I'm going to really honestly try not to read this whole entire chapter because it is so good. And I started reading this particular book when I was going through a really, really bad breakup, and it helped me get through the breakup. And this particular agreement, agreement number three, really helped me because I realized that in that relationship, in all my relationships, that I would make assumptions about things that people said and vice versa, or didn't say, really. So let's just jump into it. I'm really going to try not to read this whole chapter because I really want you guys to go and get the book and to read it, make notes, dissect it yourself. So this is what I'm doing with these episodes, is really just giving a synopsis of what is being talked about and the different ways to apply it. Just because I read it and apply it in this way, you probably can read it and apply it in a different way. But I'm hoping that this does help and it does encourage you guys to go and get the book. So, don't make assumptions. So, here we go. We have this tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe that they are the truth. We could swear they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison with one word. This is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. Take a moment to consider the truth of this statement. The whole war of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. Our whole dream of hell is based on that. We create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally, because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. Remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in the dream of hell and transfer poison to one another. Because we are afraid to ask for clarity, we make assumptions and believe we are right about the assumptions. Then we defend our assumptions and try to make someone else wrong. So I always say that when you assume, you make an ass out of yourself. And I say this because assumptions starts with A-S-S. And I remember when I heard that, it made a lot of sense. Obviously, it was like years ago. But when I think about that comment and I think about this particular agreement, it makes sense. You make an ass out of yourself because you're assuming you know what the hell is going on, or what is being talked about, or what is not being talked about. And making assumptions, especially in relationships, is one of the worst things that you could possibly do. It's important to ask for clarity with certain things. That's why in conversations, I always like to ask people, you know, if they understand, am I making sense? Or if somebody is speaking to me and I don't understand and it's not making sense to me, I make sure I do my part by being like, hey, I heard you, what you said, but I'm not really understanding. Break it down. Because I don't want to leave the situation not knowing for sure what is being said. And that's very important. I feel like as humans, it's kind of like a little bit of an ego thing. We don't want to ask for help and we don't want to ask for clarity for things. And that can really be a big problem because, again, it creates this drama. It's miscommunication. I know we're in retrograde right now and miscommunication has been a big thing, especially on my end. Even right now in this moment, I'm trying to get my energy together because there has been a lot of miscommunication. So it's very important to get that clarity. So we aren't making these false assumptions with situations. So let's keep going. So an example, you're walking in the mall and you see a person you like. That person turns to you and smiles and then walks away. You can make a lot of assumptions just because of this one experience. With these assumptions, you can create a whole fantasy. And you really want to believe this fantasy and make it real. A whole dream begins to form just from your assumptions, and you can believe, oh, this person really likes me. In your mind, a whole relationship begins from that. Maybe you even got married in this fantasy land, but the fantasy is in your mind, in your personal dream. Making assumptions in our relationship is really asking for problems. Often we make the assumption that our parents know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. We assume they are going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we assume they should do, we feel so hurt and say, you should have known. And that's a really good example when it comes to a relationship between a parent, parents and their children or child. I think it's more so parents with children. Even now, I think parents have to realize that your child is growing up in a totally different time than you are. And so they're experiencing life differently in a lot of ways. Similar in some, but different in a lot of ways. So I feel like crucial conversations in regards to handling stress. Children have stress levels. We all have certain stress levels. We all experience stress. Babies, like newborns, they experience stress. And obviously adults, we experience stress. So instead of a parent assuming that their child, you know, oh, my child just basically goes to school and comes home and that's all you have to worry about. And it's just like, even though in hindsight, we're just looking at it through tunnel vision, that is very true. You don't know what this child endures throughout their day. And just because it's not stressful to you because you're not no longer that age, it could be stressful to them. So you can't just make the assumption that my child is okay because all they do is go to school and come home and that's it. Just be a kid type thing. So as far as intimate relationships, my example would be the previous relationship that I was in. Outside of, I feel like there were unwritten expectations within the relationship, it was a whole lot of assuming. And I think the assuming came from, because we're in a relationship, you should know that you should do X, Y, and Z. And that was on both ends. And I think we have it fucked up when we think just because this is my girlfriend and that's my boyfriend, that's my husband, that's my wife, that they should automatically know what to do when this is happening with me. And that's not true. That is absolutely 100% not true. You could be married for 20, 30 years, and just because your partner is going through X, Y, and Z, it doesn't mean that they automatically always know. People change and evolve all the time. Granted, some people may be stuck in their ways. We still unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, we still evolve, we still change, and we still grow. So it's very important, again, to not assume That's why there are people who've been married for so long and then they start going to marriage counseling because they're going through this phase or whatever in their relationship, you know, whether it is intimacy. And intimacy is a very big thing. Intimacy is not sex. And when it comes to a man and a woman being together, men always usually seem to have that confused. And the woman is there and she's assuming that he's supposed to know what intimacy is. And sometimes it's not even that. It's what is intimacy to him? Say that one more time. What is intimacy to that other person? Just like what is love to one person? What is showing love? Like, we both can say that, oh, we love each other. But what is love to you? How has love been shown to you throughout your life versus how love has been shown to me throughout my life? Where can we meet? Where can we connect? Love languages. Another episode. Sticking to the four agreements. But yes, don't make assumptions. Again, we make ourselves look crazy. We make ourselves look like an ass when we assume. So let's go ahead and we're going to read this last part. In any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think and we don't have to say what we want. They are going to do what we want because they know us so well. If they don't do what we want, what we assume they should do, we feel hurt and think, how could you do that? You should know. Again, we make the assumption that the other person knows what we want. A whole drama is created because we make the assumption and then put more assumptions on top of it. And that literally just goes back to what I literally just said about us making assumptions in relationships. And I feel like outside of communication, because a lot of people have trouble with communicating, we make assumptions. Like, you know, if I'm in a situation and I'm going through whatever I'm going through, you know, I express it to my partner and I automatically assume that they're supposed to have a certain type of solution. And let's say they do provide a solution, but it's not the solution that I was looking for. Like, I'm assuming that they're supposed to give me what I want specifically instead of telling them, hey, I need for you to do this. I'm thankful that you did exhibit A, but I need you to do exhibit B for me. And when you're not clear in what you want from other people, you're going to be disappointed every time because people ain't mind readers around here. So be clear about what you want. Be clear about your intentions so nobody has to assume. And it works both ways. It helps when you just come in just being like, hey, X, Y, and Z. Or if the situation in the moment, and you let your partner know or your friend know or your sister or whoever. This applies to any type of relationship because we have work relationships, intimate relationships. They're all relationships. They work and function just about in the same way. And just be clear about your intentions, what you expect. And if you are the person receiving this information and you don't understand, tell that person, okay, I hear you, but I don't really understand. Can you break it down? Hell, give me an example so I can kind of see and understand. And I can go ahead and I can fix that for you. Or we can work on that. I can do that. Because it's nothing like sitting down with a person, you guys expressing how you feel, what's going on. And, you know, and you leave that situation, you leave that conversation, and you realize that I really don't understand. Like, I really don't get it. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't get it. And that's the worst thing that you could do, being in a situation, having a conversation, and everybody's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we understand, but you really don't understand. Don't say you understand if you really don't understand. Don't say it's clear if it's really not clear to you. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say, I don't understand. I don't understand. And when you say that, the other person should be open and willing to be like, okay, well, let me just break it down to you like this, or let me just give you an example so you can have a better understanding. Because some people work better with examples. Sometimes I need an example, because just because you break it down to me, I kind of get it, but I don't get it. So I need you to break it down, because we don't want to leave the situation making this, assumptions, because we're going to be out here making ourselves like an ass and we don't want that. Just clarity. That's what we need. Clarity. So with that being said, that is the third agreement from the four agreements. Don't make assumptions. I really do appreciate you guys who have been following along with me. It means the world to me. It honestly means a lot. I actually try my best to make sure that before I do any of these, you know, I'm in a space to where I can really just express my opinions and my feelings about these things. And a lot of you guys have been in agreement with me, and I love it. And even if you aren't, I love it too. I really appreciate you even taking your time, the 10 or 15, 20 minutes, however long the episode is, for you tuning in and listening. I really do appreciate it. So next week, hopefully next week, because I'm going out of town, but next week we will be talking about the fourth agreement. So if you haven't and you're trying to catch up, make sure you go back 2 episodes to catch up on the book, the four agreements. Agreement number 1, be impeccable with your word. Number 2, don't take anything personally. And number 3 is don't make assumptions. I really do appreciate you guys sticking with me, tuning in to Talk Your Shit. Until next time, I'll holla at y'all later.